What's up, y'all? It's your boy Matt Gard from Alkaline Herbs and Recipes, and today we're going to talk about the hidden health concern. The hidden health concern. There is a growing interest in the possible health threat posed by endocrine disrupting chemicals, also known as EDCs, which are a substance in our environment, food, and consumer products that interfere with hormone biosynthesis, metabolism, or actions resulting in deviation from normal hemostatic control or reproduction. The increase in modern lifestyle diseases directly linked to the progression of endocrine damage within our society. Epidemics of heart disease and diabetes are being followed by plagues of infertility and neurological disorders. Results from human clinical observation and epidemiological studies converge to implicate EDCs as a significant concern to public health across the Western world. This is crazy. The sad fact number one. In fact, there is some science to back up this claim. A 2017 Rutgers University study linked breast cancer and black women use of hair relaxers. In 2012, a study in the American Journal of Epidemiology associated fibroid risk with the use of hair relaxers. Shirley McDonald of the Hair Scalp Clinic says, "We know that many hair products contain chemicals that are considered carcinogenic or hormone disruptors, leading to an increased risk of medical issues such as fibroids, non-cancerous tumors that grow in the uterus, potentially damaging fertility and leading to a host of other complications." Sad fact number two is for males. Highlighted a few reports showing significant associations between elevated prostate cancer risk and an increase of prostate cancer mortality in men occupationally exposed to EDCs. A recent update analysis of later cohort of 24,865 capacitator manufacturing workers in the United States exposed to EDCs within 35 years of follow-up data confirmed the elevation in mortality from prostate cancer, indicating the disease was significantly associated with an estimated 20-year lag cumulative EDC exposure among long-term workers. Some ways to avoid EDCs: endocrine disrupting chemicals, staying away from plastics such as much as possible, using glass, porcelain, BPA-free containers, especially for hot food and drinks when necessity provides. Cleaning and removing dust from home are some ways. Begin to stop using lotions and creams that contain chemicals such as bisphenol or BPA, dioxins, perchlorates, and more. Different ways to clean EDCs out of the body. The complete optimal alkaline package, what can be purchased at www.alkalineherbsandrecipes, is designed to remove all unwanted toxins, mucus, and other inflammations and unwanted chemicals out of the body. It's also designed to decalcify all excess and unwanted calcium and stone deposits while effectively cleansing, nourishing, and purifying the blood, while also nourishing the male and female endocrine system at the same time. Using all Dr. Savy approved alkaline herbs for weight loss, nourishment, and healing, or just for a plain spiritual reboot. Some of the herbal and medicinal products and compounds contain are 102 Mineral Plus. This contains 102 of the body's complete mineral balance. Chelation Plus. This acts as a chelate and begins to cleanse the gut of all backed up unwanted fecal matter, beginning within the intestinal walls. Sea moss and bladder act provides mineral-rich 92 of the body's 102 minerals, plus iodine. It's a great stabilizer for the thyroid. Lymphilin Plus decalcifies all stones and blockages out of the body. Bioferal Plus is great for nourishing and cleansing the blood. Green Food Ultra is great for cleansing the pancreas. Uterine support for females cleanses and nourishes the female endocrine system, and Testo Plus for males cleanses and nourishes the male endocrine system. When these are used together, okay, drinking a gallon of spring water every day, and you begin to limit or stop all processed foods, meat, sugars, and other processed foods that we eat, dairy products and stuff like these, and stuff like that, these begin to cleanse the body totally, okay? With optimal healing being 30 days on the fast. So when you want to fast, I would suggest a 3 to 30 day fast, but using the complete optimal alkaline package, it still works as long as you eat foods from the Dr. Sebi's food list to cleanse out the body. Okay, for the females, some of the things you guys can do to get rid of inflammations and things such as fibroids out the body are the Linus Restorative Tea. This balanced blend nourishes and cleanses the female endocrine system, releasing it of inflammation and cleansing it of all mucus. It allows for oxygen to find its way back into the reproductive organs, bringing along with it high amounts of iron, calcium, phosphorus, and zinc to replenish and nourish the female endocrine system. It's great for irregular or painful menstruations, infertility, yeast infections, weak uterus, low sex drive, acts as an aphrodisiac, hormone imbalance, stress, menopause and acne, UTI, and kidney stones. Preferable dosage is between 2 to 4 tablespoons, between 8 to 12 cups of water, boiling water. Turn to low, steep and simmer the herbs for 10 to 20 minutes and begin to enjoy the tea. Now another great thing for ridding the body, ladies, of all mucuses and inflammation and fibroids out the body is the Linus Restorative Tea or steam. Okay, now what you're going to do with this is steam the female area. This balanced blend nourishes and cleanses the female endocrine system too, releasing it of inflammation and cleansing it of mucus. It allows for oxygen to find its way back into the reproductive organs, bringing along with it high amounts of iron, calcium, phosphorus, and zinc to replenish and nourish the female endocrine system. When oxygen flows, harmony and irregular painful menstruation, infertility, yeast, and infection begin to dissipate. Okay? So basically, when you begin to steam with this tea and these herbs, it begins to steam and nourish the body from the inside. And then you'll have a nice release of all the blockages and mucuses and inflammations that are causing the sicknesses and EDCs that we have just discussed. Another great thing to use is raspberry leaf tea. Okay, it's an impressive collection of nutrients and vitamins and antioxidants. This is for the females and can help boost the immune system, regulate hormones, prevent nausea, and aid women's health. It's also drinking raspberry tea is beneficial for it. Expecting women and those suffering from cold, flu, fertility issues, psoriasis, constipation. So those are some of the things that you can use to cleanse the body naturally of EDCs. Also, you could wash with sea moss and black soap, sea moss and shea butter soap to cleanse the skin, because the skin is the biggest organ in the body, and you want to begin to cleanse that organ of all the EDCs, the parabens, and the lotions that are stuck in the body. Now for the men, and you want to cleanse your prostate, men, the best thing to use is to drink a gallon of spring water every day, begin to fast, begin to limit all meat, sugar, dairy products, processed foods, and all that. Begin to eat from the Dr. Sebi's food list. I really suggest for the men a fast from 3 to 30 days. So this will give your body a chance to release all the mucus and inflammation without putting in new foods and stuff like that that are making you sick. So what you'll want to use from alkaline herbs and recipes, go to the website www.alkalineherbsandrecipes.com. You'll want to look for the male restorative combo package, okay? Because Testo Plus, this combination nourishes the male endocrine system for increased blood flow to the male genitalia, which allows for better responsiveness, virility, acts as a natural energy booster. Also, it cleanses the male prostate, so it's going to release all the mucus and inflammation. Optimal taking about 6 capsules a day, guaranteed. It's also great for thyroid thyroid health. Okay, that's what you would want to use. You'd want to take the Testo Plus, and then also you'd want to drink Life Tonic Intercellular Revitalizer. It purifies the entire system due to its powerful antioxidant properties. It's great for fighting colds, fevers, and flus. It has anti-cancer properties that help treat stomach ulcers, boosts blood circulation, reduces inflammation in the prostate due to its powerful anti-inflammatory properties. It boosts heart health, helps with osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, opens the crown chakra, balances the third chakra, reduces muscle pain, soreness, helps with chronic indigestion, boosts the immune system, helps improve vision, and accelerates healing. So those are some of the things for the male and female endocrine system that you can use to rid the body of EDCs, which is a problem and a hidden health concern that has a growing interest in the possible health threat posed by endocrine disrupting chemicals, also known as EDCs, which once again are substances in our environment, food, and consumer products that interfere with hormone biosynthesis, metabolism, or actions resulting in a deviation from normal hemostatic control or reproduction due to increases in modern lifestyle and diseases directly linked to the progression of endocrine damage within our society. Basically, chemicals from the air, the GMO foods, and everything that's affecting our body that are causing these diseases. So those are some of the things from the hidden health concerns. So now you guys know how to get rid of the EDCs in the body. Go to www.alkalineherbsandrecipes. Look, females, look for the female restorative kit. Males, look for the male restorative kit. You guys be blessed. Yaman. Yeah,